hearts went out on a chilly night, prayed for the moon for a given light, for he'd many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Town, oh, town, oh, he'd many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Well, he ran till he came to a great big bin, where the ducks and the geese were put therein. A couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, a couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town. He grabbed the gray goose by the neck, throwed a duck across his back. He didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Down, oh, down, oh, he didn't mind their quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Then old Mother Flipper-Flopper jumped out of bed. Out of the window she cocked her head, crying, John, John, the gray goose is gone and the fox is on the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, John, John, the gray goose is gone and the fox is on the town. Both loud and shrill. The fox, he said, I better flee with McKill, or they'll soon be on my trail. Oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. The fox, he said, I better flee with McKill, or they'll soon be on my trail. Oh. Well, he ran till he came to his cozy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, and 10. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town. Then the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up a goose with a fork and a knife. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones. Oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones.